is a Wednesday, and it is time for you to talk.
Or maybe it's time for you to listen. I think you ought to talk. The Doug Steffen family includes Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and maybe a special appearance by Michael Fortier, depending on what kind of trouble we get ourselves into.
He's usually our staff historian. He knows, like, the hard news
He's
stuff
got
that
the
we
facts.
Forget.
Yeah. Let's get to the facts. Okay. Latest fact from the weather world is that there is a massive line of storms aimed at you if you live in the Midwest. One in five Americans today will be threatened by a gigantic line of powerful thunderstorms. The storm system packing tree-toppling winds forced, it's actually in Iowa all the way down. There's a line. If you look at your map, let's see. Those of you at home have maps in front of you. Look at the state of Iowa.
I have a map right here.
Draw a line from Iowa to Maryland, and that's where you're going to see the wild storms. They are not in the northeast and not in the northwest, southwest, but you don't get much of this kind of weather in the southwest ever. You don't get violent. You know, I can't remember. I think I've only heard thunder in California once while I've been there since 1994, Jennifer.
They don't have too much weird weather. What do they have in the southwest? What do they have in the southwest? They don't have earthquakes, really.
Dust storms. You see the picture of the dust storm over Alamogordo, New Mexico, the other day? Looked just like something out of that movie. The last Mission Impossible movie where the sandstorm came over Dubai.
Big building, yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, that's
Tom
sort of what it looked like
hanging
over
on the outside or something death-defying.
Right. Yeah. Well, translate that to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and it looked like something out of a movie, but in fact, that's really what happened there. So, this line of storms spawning unusual weather events called derechos. Remember last year, Washington had a derecho? Michael, you remember that? And Richie, I remember, talked a lot about that. Massive storm, strong straight-line winds spanning at least 240 miles. The derecho last year killed 13 people, knocked out power to 4 million residents in the greater Washington area. So this will present itself again today. These storms will produce tornadoes, dangerous lightning, large hail. Power outages will be likely. Oppressive heat comes after it. So this is Chicago, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Ohio, and Louisville, Kentucky. Those are the areas and the obvious connections between the two of them. Between each of the cities. That's where this derecho will take its place today. So I think that that's important for people to know. Decided I better pass it along. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Jennifer.
Is that the Newso on derecho?
Newso on derecho. Yes, that is it. All right, so there's the NSA news. Anything much new here? Mr. Snowden is missing. His girlfriend is a lady named Lindsay Mills, and her story is told in some detail in a story that we've posted at DougSteffen.com. She feels alone and is adrift.
I was just thinking about that. That has got to be a weird situation, to be the girlfriend of this guy and have all of the attention and all of his family members for that effect, you know?
There are people who are making sort of snide remarks because she's a pole dancer.
Oh.
Used to be a ballet dancer. Is that what happens to ballet dancers? They become pole dancers?
Sometimes.
Graceful?
Not all the time.
Great legs? Was that a sexist comment?
Yes.
Okay. 888-302-3684. All right, so Kenny, what's the latest in the postings? Facebook.com/Good Day and on Twitter at Good Day Show. What do we hear, sense, feel, get? The poll continues, by the way, to basically be focused on the same thing. And we were having such fun yesterday with Hero or Hemorrhoid. Snowden, is he one or the other?
Jake says, Hero. He blew the whistle because he knew what the government was doing was crossing the line. He's a true patriot.
All right. Anybody else?
Robert says, don't be distracted. The big story isn't Edward Snowden nor intelligence leaks. It's government's disregard for privacy and civil liberties.
I agree with that. What else do you have?
Paul says he's a traitor to himself. All he has done is further bring to light what everyone knew already. In this day and age, if you think you have any shred of privacy, you are naive or stupid. Eric Snowden, he says Eric, but it's Edward Snowden, is now a man without a country.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That was, who was in that movie? Remember that movie? A Man Without a Country. That was, I remember, being this guy now. A compelling movie, right, exactly. All right, here's Bob in Florida, who's on the side of those who think the NSA is doing a great job, Brownie.
You know, I'm a Democrat, and I hope all the Republicans are sitting down, but I'm very unhappy with this young man. You know, I was in New York City at the time of September 11th, and... You know, I think Bill Maher said on his show the other day quite well that, you know, these terrorists are really out to do us extreme harm. And and for the one time in history, I agree with, I think it was Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, that, you know, you can check my Verizon account. You can have my phone number. I have nothing to hide. You know, these terrorists are out there to do extreme harm. I do feel, though, that Republicans are being somewhat the extreme.
You're missing the point. The point, that's not the point. The point isn't whether you've got anything. I don't care whether you have anything to hide or you don't have anything to hide. That's not the story. That's not what's material here. What's material here is what's legal and what isn't.
And we're also constitutionally guaranteed certain freedoms that we just don't have anymore, too.
Right. I mean, that's these people, they've been slammed by the ignorance that comes as a result of an American public school education. For the most part, no challenges. Everybody is taught the same thing so they can pass a test, and they don't have any critical judgment skills anymore. For God's sakes, they spend all their time. They don't even do any thinking anymore. They just go to that foolish pad in front of them, and they put in their 2 + 2 = and the thing comes up with a 4. That's the kind of, there's no thinking going on. If there were thinking going on, people would get what's so outrageous about this. All right?
I agree with you, and I also think that it's interesting when people bring up the whole Democrat-Republican argument now, because I recall when George Bush passed the Patriot Act, a lot of Democrats were saying, this is terrible, this is wrong, this is not, and now that it's the other way around, that it's this administration that's in trouble for monitoring our behavior and our conversations, all of a sudden it becomes a team sport again, and I think it's just wrong is wrong here. I mean, we have to think about what's right for us as a country, not necessarily what a party is doing. And I don't know. It's just it's weird when people go back to that mentality.
Become, yeah, that's right.
It's like a team sport. You know,
it is. It's all about the party politics, which has nothing to do with this. It's one of the dangers that one of the roads that we've gone down. That's really a dangerous road. That brings us around to thinking, oh, it's all the Democrats, all the Republicans, which is what certain talk radio programs and hosts foster. And that's, I was going to use the term ignoramuses, but it's, and calling people names doesn't make any difference. It doesn't do anything to further the debate. The debate is about whether this is legal, constitutional, or right, and it hasn't got anything to do with, I got no secrets, I've got nothing to hide, you can listen to my phone calls. Really? And so what happens some day when you're talking about having a romantic interlude with your wife or perhaps your secretary at work and that becomes public? Then what happens? I'm not suggesting that that's...
I don't even know if that's something that would even raise a flag. But, you know, I know that's what worries a lot of men out there. It's very strange.
All right. At any rate, 888-302-3684. Summertime is around the corner. First day of summer is next Friday, a week from this Friday, first day of summer. So are you going to plan a lot of time in the sun, a lot of time at the beach, a lot of time enjoying yourself? If you have hair that doesn't look so good, you know, I, for the first time, noticed, there's a group of pictures that are posted today. Can you get those pictures up yet? Are you in the process?
They are.
Still there?
Yes.
They are. Okay. Yesterday, I had the pleasure, Jennifer, of being introduced to a group of horses at a horse farm that is a sanctuary for horses that are headed to the glue factory, headed to slaughter. I met the most wonderful couple who have dedicated their lives to saving dozens and dozens and dozens of horses on a farm that is in Palmer, Massachusetts. And because I'm thinking about doing the same sort of thing with cows on my farm here in Framingham, the essence of what they have done there and how they've done it, and the beautiful horses, the beautiful, big, wonderful horses, you'd think, looking at most of them, why in the world would somebody want to send them to slaughter? They have perfectly good lives that they could lead. And in fact, we show you pictures of a lot of these big horses that still are very useful, and they use them for all kinds of things. In training, they give people rides around. It's just, they've done a wonderful job. So the reason I bring it up now is because a couple of the pictures show a view of the back of my head that I haven't seen for a while. And there's a little spot there.
What'd you find?
I found there's a little spot there that doesn't seem to have too much hair.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to work with Ernest using this product, Provia, which is the natural treatment for people, both men and women, who have hair that is getting a little thin. Provia provides things that help to make the hair come back. For example, you put it on the spotlight, little spot that I have, and you clean out the pores so the hair will grow again. It's part of male pattern baldness, I guess. Nobody has made, well, Rich makes fun of it once in a while, but I haven't had anybody hanging around me that, you know, would stand over, let's say, my shoulder and give me a back rub and look down and see that nobody's teased me about it. And it's okay, but I don't like looking at it, and so I want to do something about it. If you are having the same sort of thinning problem and you want to put it behind you safely and naturally, then you ought to use Provia, which is a product that does two things. It cleans out the pores in your head and allows the hair that's there underneath the pores that have been plugged up by using the wrong creams and lotions and things on your head, shampoos that plug up the pores over the years. This cleans it out. The hair comes back again and also makes your hair look thicker and richer. And it's all done naturally. Safe for colored hair, 800-525-8319. That's the number for Provia. You ought to call it now if you're worried about it. Results are guaranteed or your money back. So call 800-525-8319 and have them ship you a supply of Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month supply, you get free rush shipping, and you get a free surprise gift. It's Provia for your hair. Clean up your head, clean up your act, look better, and you'll feel better about the way your hair looks. 800-525-8319. Puts hair back on your head. That's the bottom line. Provia at 800-525-8319. Why don't you give him a buzz now?
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, if people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale, now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side on the Wednesday Good Day program. Next half hour, focus on immigration reform here on Good Day.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You go, Tony Luca, one of the finalists. I don't remember his name.
He was the guy that was on Team Christina, and he used to be in the Mickey Mouse Club with her, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he's not one of the...
He's not on this season. He was on last season, I think, or the season... Yeah, last season.
All right. So what I'm looking at are not the same... The singers that we have from last night don't seem to be as focused on the five finalists.
Well, last night was the results show, so they have a lot of performances in which...
From people who are not... Involved
that
in
are in the competition, that have been there before. So Tony, yes, Tony
right.
had been there
so
before.
He was gone.
He was performing.
All right. So the first finalist is Michelle, and you've pronounced this correctly, Chamuel.
Chamuel.
Why don't they spell it with an S then?
I don't know.
Please.
She's one of your people from Massachusetts, so, you know, don't ask me. I don't know what you guys do up there.
Isn't that funny how people get about that? They say... one of your people. Just because she lives in Massachusetts, so what?
She's on your team, sir.
Not on my team.
I actually like her, so I'd put her on my team, too.
There's nothing. But that's, you can tell by my voice. I get annoyed by that. Just because I'm... It's like saying...
Dude, who cares? What's next?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you. I am. I'm vexed about something.
Are you so weird about? She's a pizzo.
All right, let's have some. Let's get our minds completely away from this. The custom here is that we bring you three or four clips from some of the late night shows last night, starting today, as usual, with Conan O'Brien,
who's from Massachusetts.
On
your team.
Perfect, Michael. Thank you. My team, yeah.
I don't know if we have any gamers here, but the new PlayStation 4 is coming out soon. Yeah. Okay, I can just mention it.
Yeah.
The new PlayStation 4 is going to allow gamers to record video footage of their gaming and share it with friends. Yeah. Yeah. All the gamers would need is an internet connection and friends. I just dissed this whole side of the audience.
Yay, he's talking about gaming!
We have friends.
Some exciting news from the world of sports is this. It seems Tim Tebow has signed with the New England Patriots. How about that?
Yeah. Not in Massachusetts, boy, Michael.
Your team.
Apparently,
yep.
Tebow sat down and told Bill Belichick about his friend Jesus. And Belichick told Tim about his friend Satan, and they came to an agreement. Did you know about that? You know something?
Nobody knew about this. This was a top secret deal. Nobody had any idea. The only people knew were Bill Belichick, Tim Tebow, and of course the NSA, because they were, you know, listening. But they were the only ones. So the good news, Tim Tebow got a job with the Patriots. The bad news, now he's associated with the word patriot. He's being audited by the IRS. Yeah.
Here's why you have to love America. Anybody ever been to a place called the IHOP, the International House of Pancakes?
Oh, yes.
How many of you remember when they began decades and decades ago and it was the domestic House of Pancakes?
Well, that was so long.
Now they've spread all over the world.
This is big. Hillary Clinton finally joined Twitter yesterday. She racked up more than 200,000 followers in only 5 hours. Yeah, they were like, Hillary in 2016 and Washington needs Hillary. Hillary for the White House. That's not her followers. Those were her tweets.
Wow, it's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, but Hillary Clinton sent her first tweet yesterday, or as one guy put it, how do you block people on this thing?
Get it, Doug?
As one guy
on
put it. Right, not on that team. All right, anyway, so you can have your phone with me at my expense, Jennifer. It's okay. I've got big shoulders. I can handle it. I can take it. I can work with.
You cried like Bill Clinton.
28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. The issue of how the NSA is keeping track of our phone calls and emails has flared anew. How should we best balance public safety and personal privacy?
I'm deeply worried by this. The White House is now saying, gee, this has been going on for a long time. Nobody's listening to your calls. But if they know every call you make, if they see every person you speak to, you might as well be listening to the calls. And I do not believe for a moment that we have the foggiest idea how far this goes. I don't know if they listen to every call. I do not trust the NSA any longer.
In juxtaposition with the IRS abusing citizens' rights, it makes me very, very nervous. But we do need to have a process like this that is overseen by a FISA court with judges that actually know something about foreign intelligence, so we can collect information about foreign calls, not domestic calls.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitz.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
Now 33 after the hour, it's Wednesday on the Doug Good Day program, 12th of June. Ken Kessler monitoring you on social media, and Jennifer Horn here monitoring.
Just like the NSA, monitoring your phone calls.
Yeah, we're monitoring what you're thinking. The stories, the important elements of conversation today. A lot of people are talking about the Senate voting yesterday to formally begin debate of a major overhaul of our immigration laws. Senators voted 82 to 15 to open up an immigration debate from now through the 4th of July. Both Republicans and Democrats in the upper chamber discussing legislation crafted by the Gang of Eight. The legislation.
They don't even like the thing anymore.
No, apparently
like Marco Rubio was one of the gang members.
Yes,
and he
was.
Doesn't even like it.
Who are some of the other gang members? Was McCain?
McCain, Graham, I think.
Yeah. What about
the
Democratic
usual.
Side? Charlie, what's his face? Who's never seen a camera he didn't like? What's his name from New York?
Chuck Schumer. Thank
He's
you.
Right.
Mike Hagel. No, that's not right.
Yeah, right.
Schumer, the other Chuck.
Schumer. Hagel's the Secretary of Defense.
Yes, he's the Secretary
Jennifer.
Of Defense. I know.
Anyway,
I caught myself before I even spit it out.
This is one of the things that will help supposedly get people on a pathway to citizenship without documentation. And I'm not
Isn't
sure that.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But
it has a lot of support from the President, who urges Congress to pass the bill for the end of summer. He says it was the best chance we've had in years to fix our broken immigration system. Really?
No, the best chance we have to fix it, sir, is doing a sales tax. And that fixes everything, including your stupid IRS problems, sir. Mr. President, with all due respect.
Now, who's getting the hot under the collar? I was the one criticized for doing that last half hour.
Right.
Now,
it's my turn now. My collar's hot.
Okay, so let's listen to a discussion of this whole thing with a host that I really like personally, and he does a good job, Gary Saddlemeyer. He and his colleague Scott Voorhees talked to a legal analyst named Jimmy Angelino about the problem in Omaha that Whole Foods, I'm not sure just in Omaha, I think it's maybe all around the country. I've not heard this story yet, so I'm very interested. Those of you who shop at Whole Foods will be interested to know they're having problems trying to enforce their English-only policy. Here's that story.
This is down in Albuquerque. A couple of employees at the Whole Foods down there said they were suspended for a day after complaining about a company rule that forbids them from speaking Spanish to each other while on the job. And there have been noises made about a national boycott. Whole Foods says they're going to revisit their policy. Is there any legal issue with a company, an independent company, deciding to put an English-only policy in place?
It depends. Because the EEOC says that they can have an English-only, or as they put it, speak fluent English, that fluency in English is necessary to perform the job effectively. So
right, but
it looks like they can, but it could, you know, it could be discriminatory too.
Okay, in this case, the employees apparently were speaking to each other. They were not dealing
right
with customers. Does that make a difference in court?
No. They basically say, and this is the problem with the way it's worded, because it's very subjective. Basically says if they need to do their job efficiently or safely, then they can have an English-only rule. Now, in Whole Foods' defense, they said that they did an investigation, and those two employees were suspended for being rude. Because rude in the office, and I guess it was when they were complaining about this policy.
Yeah. So there is a case to be made, depending on the circumstances. If I'm running a company, I'm not a public entity, I'm a private company, I could have a problem in court, depending on the circumstances, if I have a policy like this in place. If I'm hearing you right.
That's correct. And also the employees have to know. And you have to do a good job of telling them what the consequences are prior to any consequences if they speak another language.
How legally binding, if at all, is the policy of the official language of the country? I mean, English is the official language. How legally binding is that?
Well, I'm not sure if it is.
I don't think it is yet. There's a movement in that direction.
Right. I think it's kind of crazy that it isn't the official language, but I don't think that it's the official language of the country.
Should be.
Well, yes, it should.
It sure was for a whole long time.
No. Yes, no, never. Not
maybe
by
not,
law.
Maybe not, by, not law. By law, but by practice.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct. And it's funny, the English is the official language in other places.
Wow.
So it is kind of strange. Like NATO. NATO. English is the official language of NATO.
All right. It's the official language of the air traffic controllers all around the world. English is what you speak. If you're flying a plane, whether it's into Cairo, whether it's into Hong Kong, whether it's into San Francisco, you got to speak English. So who has a problem? You listen to the story, 888-302-3684. Who has a problem with this? The issue, it sounds to me, unless I'm not correct on this, Kenny, you can correct me. Rather than Jennifer, I'm tired of her correcting me. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
The essence,
chance, Ken. Don't blow it.
The policy is confusing, as it isn't clear whether it applies to discussions that the workers have among themselves. The Hispanic workers speaking Spanish, they say, why should they adhere to the policy? It's speaking with people out on the floor, the customers. That's where the rule is supposed to apply. Is that? Do I have the gist of this argument? Is that what
that's,
it sounds like?
That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. All right. So then let's have a discussion. What do you think? It bothers me only because it bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to the gibberish, and I know that that's going to sound to some people kind of, it's,
well,
understand.
Well, just know that they're talking about you. When someone speaks in a foreign language around you,
right, it's about me.
Speak, it's usually about you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's all about me. Okay, so then I shouldn't be too concerned about it. It does bother me that this, and I don't even know why it bothered me. We're becoming, you know why it bothers me? Yes, as I think it's true. It bothers me because we're accepting it in general. You go to a place, and I find this to be, especially in Los Angeles where I live part of the year, I find when I go to the Home Depot, for example, the people who are waiting on me can just barely understand what I'm saying, and that annoys the hell out of me.
It annoys me, too, because I believe when you work in a system or I don't care what you do at home, but when you work in a system or when you are taking advantage of a system that is an English-speaking system,
right,
and you're benefiting from that system,
yep,
you should be speaking the language. I don't think I've ever been more irritated than when I was on jury duty and I had to, both sides, both the defendant and who's the other guy?
The prosecution.
The
defendant?
And the... Plaintiff, yes,
that's
the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Thanks, Michael, you're so on it today.
Right.
The plaintiff and the defendant both needed interpreters with different languages. So you were listening to four different sides of the story, and I thought, you know, to use the court system here and to benefit from the court system, you should be able to speak the language, at least proficiently. And I would agree, and the same thing in the workplace. If you're making money from an English-speaking company, you should probably be speaking English.
I'm with you on that, baby cakes.
We can agree.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine this kind of thing going on in any other country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to France and demand that they speak your language.
No, if I went to another country, I mean, yeah, my gosh, that's the first thing you would do before you even go is learn how to speak the language.
That's
why I like Canada, eh?
Hey. Bungity bungity bung. This is that slippery slope that we talk about so often, and it certainly
it is depressing. You're right, a little bit, because I can hear you in your voice going, because this is strictly an American issue, because we are the big guys, or at least we used to be the big guys. People expect us to be so accommodating to everybody, and I don't know why we've taken that role. When did that start? Mm. Why do we have to accommodate everybody else but ourselves and stay true to what we were founded on? Why? Like, what do we know? I mean, do you know when there was a turning point?
70s, early 70s, early to mid 70s.
You think?
You could feel it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. More so in the 80s, though, I think. And what was the event? I don't know. Has it become even more pronounced since September 11th? Maybe, but why? Because our eye is not on that ball. Our eye is on another ball. You go around this circle, the NSA and the leaks. Now we're talking about things that are, these things are both equally important. Would you agree that the surveillance, the illegal surveillance of Americans is as important as allowing illegal immigrants to come into our country unfettered?
More important, I think.
The immigration thing.
I think the spying thing is more important than allowing people in.
Okay, well, but see, here's what you do. You weigh these two things and you think, okay, what am I going to get a headache about today?
Mm-hmm.
And then people are just bombarded.
What's not fair today?
Yeah.
What's not fair? What it comes down to, yeah.
Yeah. What's not fair today is that I get accused of doing something that I didn't do. That wasn't fair, but it hasn't got anything to do with either of these two things. It just is. What's fair and what isn't fair is all in the eyes and ears of the beholder. Correct, Amundo? 16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I want to strongly recommend that you take a product that is the best possible product of its kind on the market today. Information that I'm going to lay on you in the next 60 seconds has to do with a CoQ10 product. How many of you know what CoQ10 is? Are you taking CoQ10 in your daily vitamin and mineral supplement routine, Jennifer? CoQ10, you have a CoQ10?
I do, yes.
All right. Kenny, you take one?
I don't, but I'm on some other blood pressure things, so I'm waiting to hear back from my doctor, if that's okay.
I think what it does, actually, that's an interesting point. CoQ10 has been shown to improve blood pressure, lowering it, and the blood sugar amounts in your system. And that's perhaps why it is the fastest-growing natural supplement, because a lot of people like you, Kenny, need it. It's sort of a complement. I know Dr. Ken says it's a complement to use with most of the medicines that are like the one you were talking about. Now, this is an interesting relationship that we have with CoQ10. CoQSol, a product that's a CoQ10, because it comes from the same people that are importing Cardiol that you've heard us talking about now for the past year and a half. So, would you like to have a free trial the same as you got with Cardiol? You can do that with CoQSol, you know. A 30-day trial, both Cardiol and CoQSol. If you haven't tried Cardiol yet, you call 888 888- 800-809-6424 and ask for a free 30-day trial of both Cardiol and CoQSol, the high-absorbing CoQ10. $8.95 shipping and handling for each of them. That's all you pay. And when they take your credit card number, you're not going to be automatically billed every month. No auto-ship, none of that stuff. So how about you try it and see if you like it? Cardiol.net, CARDIOL.net/Doug, D-O-U-G, or call 888-809-6424 to keep high cholesterol from risking your future health. Cardiol.net/Doug, or 888-809-6424, 30-day free trial of CoQSol and Cardiol. Get it now.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall systems, love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just 10 bucks can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. Wow. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing, tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill, I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
Dougie the Love Sponge on the air with Jennifer.
Oh. Gross.
Bubba is the guy's name who's the Love Sponge, folks.
He is, yes.
Didn't know that. All right, so a couple of trial stories here. Jury selected yesterday for the trial of mobster Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
Here in Boston, prosecutors, defense attorneys chose 12 regular jurors, 6 alternates. Bulger's now 83. Accused of racketeering and long list of crimes, 19 murders, extortion, money laundering, swell guy. And then there's the second day of jury selection in the George Zimmerman trial, the Zimmerman-Martin case. Attorneys have been unable to find any jurors.
They haven't even picked one yet, huh?
Nope. They need to find six jurors, four alternates. They haven't found one who hasn't heard about the case. Well, how are you going to find that?
Try looking under some rocks.
Yeah.
That's where I would look.
Find somebody who doesn't speak English.
There you go.
Put them on the jury. There's plenty of them down there. Yeah, that's the idea. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's 53 minutes after the hour, keeping you up to date on the things that are going on around the country and around the world. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tech Talk time now on Good Day, a program that's devoted to your knowledge and skill set when it comes to technology. And much of our attention, at least as we start our visit together, focuses on what our reporter Shelley Palmer has dug up in the past 24 hours. And thus we focus today on Apple's new iPhone trade-in program, something that Richie would probably love to take advantage of. Let's find out if it's something that will help you out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, want to upgrade to an iPhone 5 but find yourself a little short on cash? You're in luck. Apple is starting an iPhone trade-in program this month as the company's CEO Tim Cook looks to reignite sales growth. If you've got an older iPhone like the 4 or 4S, you'll be able to bring it to an Apple store and get a credit towards a brand new iPhone. Wonder how much cash you'll get for your old iPhone? AT&T currently pays as much as $200 for a working iPhone 4 or 4S, which means you can pick pick up a new 16-gigabyte iPhone 5 for no money down with a 2-year contract. While other companies like Best Buy have had phone trade-in programs for a while now, this is Apple's first foray into the trade-in marketplace. Apple sales may be slipping a bit, but that means it's a great time for us, the consumers, to snag a good deal on a shiny new smartphone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Good morning, men of Camp Old Navy. This weekend only, it's the Great Guys Sale, and summer shopping has never been easier. This morning, load up on half-off men's polos at the Lodge. They're better than breakfast. Then, hike in search of half-off graphic tees. Later on, dive in for half-off men's swimwear. So up and at them, guys. These deals won't last long. Hurry into the Old Navy Great Guys Sale. Hundreds of items on sale now through Wednesday, plus half-off men's polos, swimwear, and famous graphic tees this weekend only. Valid June 2nd through June 19th.
When you switch to GEICO, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim or change a policy, you can go online, use the GEICO app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits the human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the past 14 years, over 500 children have died from being left alone in a hot car in the summertime. And now, with the summer approaching next week, Brian Osich finds out what parents ought to be doing. I can't believe we have to do this, but this apparently is necessary to help parents keep their children safe.
During the sizzling hot summer months, there's a spike in accidental deaths among children due to hypothermia or heat stroke because they were left in a hot parked car. GM's James Bell.
The temperature inside a car that's parked in the sun jumps 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. You can end up seeing temperatures as hot as 130 degrees in about an hour. At this point, your vehicle can become an oven-like death trap.
This is especially dangerous for infants left inside a parked car because their bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult. And Bell says deaths due to hyperthermia or heat stroke don't have to happen.
There are some simple steps parents can take to keep their kids safe. Make it a habit to get the kids out of the car before the groceries or luggage. It's a good idea to put your cell phone or purse in the back seat. That way you always have to look behind you. And finally, always lock your vehicle and keep the keys away from your kids.
Bell also suggests talking with your children about the dangers of hot cars. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from General Motors.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Start communicating free. Did he say for free?
For free, Doug.
No.
I'll tell you what. You and I, we can communicate for free.
Free. Not for free.
For free.
Free. It's
free.
Just free.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.